It is the post-match show from Taggies after Liverpool have somehow won 2-1 at Newcastle. It was some performance, some afternoon, and I'd love to know what the guys made of it. I'm with Andy Bell, and with Kev Walsh, and with James Sutton. And Kev, I was just hoping to get something out of it. I never thought that he'd win it, but it was some feeling when that second went in.
The weird thing was, he might be half offside here, fucking VAR, but then... The fact that Andy Bell just ran right over to me and jumped on me, made me think, fucking, it must be a goal because it was unbelievable. Are you saying I'm getting something out of it? At some point in here, you'd be thinking, a 1-0 under the circumstances might not be the end of the world, we can build on that. And then Big Tarver Nunes is like, why don't you fucking grow up, Kevin?
James, you just can't keep him off the action, can you? He is box office.
Me or down.
Both. When he throw him on, you're just like, something could happen. Like, he's the exact sub that you want in those moments, because like, it, you know, we were just hanging in there, but nothing seems to be quite sort of bouncing for us. But I don't know, when he's on the pitch, anything can happen, you know, including red cards, if you've seen, including headbutts. But today was the brilliance of him, and you made up.
Well, we've been saying for weeks now how great our attacking talent is up top, and it just goes to show you today, you know, that takes fucking guts, that does. That took real bollocks today. You're 1-0 down away from home, you're down to 10 men, you've lost your captain, you've had to take one of your centre forwards off, one of your attacking threats off, and then you bring on three attackers and you go and win the game. That takes bollocks, that does.
100%.
Doesn't it? And not to be, you know, all romantic about it, but these are the games that are the reason that I like football. That's what it's for. That moment of like, fuck me, we might actually do this, you know, lads. And then you do it. I fucking love this team. I love everything about that. I love the fact that Eddie Howe can now go home and have a cry wank.
And his fucking knobhead mate.
Do you know what I mean?
He can fuck off and all.
Such a creepy
He's
guy.
He's a fucking knobhead in me.
It's some feeling, isn't it, Andy? We were watching it together in the back here, and you are just thinking, just hang in there. You get the equaliser. That was some let up, but for the goal, like, honestly, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, when we scored the equaliser, my mate came over to me and he absolutely hammered me in the nose, thinking he was trying to hug me.
That was my best bit of the day.
My mate's name was not Kev Walsh, by the way.